This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, you have found us, Usins, on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria is out today, so we have a double shot of the Jays, Jay Kirshner and Jay in the form of Jennifer Horn. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. The situation in California, often because Jennifer's there, Jay's down in Nashville, I'm back on my farm in Massachusetts, the California shooting, yeah. Six people dead. Here is what happened. Here's an overview.
Probably about three blocks away, we heard it, and it was like bam, 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 and we're like, oh, man, that sounded crazy.
Gunfire echoing through Sacramento early Sunday, transforming a lively part of downtown into a horrific crime scene. Dozens of shell casings now litter the ground. Police say the mass shooting took place around 2 a.m. in the 1000 block of K Street near a strip of nightclubs and the Golden One Center.
We know that a large fight took place just prior to the shootings, and we have confirmed that there are multiple shooters.
A motive still unknown.
I have a child that's laying out there, and I want some answers.
Pamela Harris waited hours to hear the tragic news that her son Sergio Harris was one of those killed.
My son has a wife, he has children, all that, and all that's gone. Because somebody wanted to pull out a gun and just spray everybody up that's coming out the club, that's not right.
That's a scene you often see enacted in movies and television shows. It seems like it's just cartoon violence until it affects somebody or something, some place that you know. So anyway, the altercation, anybody know? Jennifer, what was the reason? What in the world?
This seemed like something that got out of control. There was fighting that was going on. They say, as you heard in that story, two shooters, they believe, opened fire on a row of nightclubs, an area that's got a lot of people in and out. They killed six people. They wounded 12 others. Everything shut down for the night. People were trying to get out, and it was chaos trying to get out on the street.
There's a tour bus that got shot up. I think I saw that. Somewhere
yeah, there was a tour bus there as well. There was just, and because of where it was, the investigation has taken a really long time because there, when you have it in a place where there are this many different establishments that were part of this, it takes a long time to kind of go through and see what happened. But apparently there was just fights that got out of control and these people had guns with them. It's led the governor and the president, both Newsom and Biden, to call for more gun control, of course. California, a reason I don't necessarily always buy into that is that California has the most strict gun control in the whole country. And I think what this is more symptomatic of is the fact that violence has taken over our state. This isn't one of those things where you had someone... It's taken over our country for sure. The state of California is suffering by double digits, 30 and 40% burglary, thefts, homicide up in all the major areas of California. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that we really don't punish people who commit crimes anymore in California. People think they can get away with things.
Exasperating.
It's really frustrating. And it's frustrating to live here because I've seen it. You know, when I was a kid, gang violence in Los Angeles was really bad. We would have drive-by shootings, and then things got better. And things were actually doing better. It felt safer to live here. The LAPD was allowed to enforce the law, and now it's going backwards again. It feels you can feel that things are not as safe and that there are parties can't arrest people because they're not going to be charged by these liberal district attorneys who seem to always lift up the criminals more than the victims.
Is it something that maybe store owners or different neighborhoods? I was in Koreatown on Saturday afternoon because I have a special shoe, the SAS shoe, San Antonio Shoemakers. They make a shoe that's just perfect for me. And there are a couple of the stores in Greater Los Angeles, and one of them is down at Koreatown. So I went down Saturday afternoon to buy a couple of new pair of shoes, and there was a guard outside the store. There's a chain fence in front of the store.
And that was probably a private guard, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, it was a private guard, yep. Yeah. But I'm in this neighborhood, apparently, from what I could tell, the Koreans, the business people there, have hired their own security system, and they have private security walking sort of a beat. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell are the taxpayers in Los Angeles paying for if these people feel so insecure in their neighborhoods, in their businesses, they have to go out and hire? And, you know, I looked at the price of the shoes, and they're about $13 more there than they are elsewhere. And so I said to the lady, what, you know, and she answered in broken English, why are your shoes more expensive here than you can buy them elsewhere? And she said, she pointed out to the guy who's at the door. And, you know, okay, so.
Well, and the reason
how
we
is
have
that
to
right?
have them is because these kinds of stores are getting hit every single day where people just come in and take what they want and there are no repercussions. If you take under $950 worth of stuff, that's a misdemeanor. People don't even give you a ticket in most cases if you get caught. And Beverly Hills, so you're in Koreatown, Beverly Hills is doing the same thing at the higher end, is that they're all bringing in their own private security because they don't trust that law enforcement is going to either be there, be
you
able
know,
to respond, or even arrest people.
That's interesting.
And we've seen videos floating around of people straight up stealing stuff from CVS's and Walgreens and security that's there, and they're just standing there.
Let them go.
There was one where the security guard was videoing it himself because they just feel like it's not worth the altercation because they're quote-unquote not taking enough stuff.
This is a horrible comment on American society, and I'm thinking about this. I stayed at a little boutique hotel a block away from Rodeo Drive when I was there this past weekend, and driving on Rodeo, I'm just thinking about it right now. I hadn't thought about it before in comparison to the story I told you about Koreatown, but there were sort of not armed vehicles like, you know, like the military vehicles, but you could tell that there
were
armored trucks. Suburbans.
Yeah, with the
and,
money.
Yeah, right. That were there carefully watching what was going on Rodeo Drive as well, which is probably the most expensive place to, maybe that and Worth Avenue down in Palm Beach, most expensive areas to shop in the country, if not the world. And,
well, because
you know,
not only
Florida,
are stores getting robbed there,
stuff. Huh?
No, but it's not even just the stores. The reason that you're seeing the Suburbans on the street now is that people who are walking with like a nice purse or a nice watch on their wrist are getting attacked. So they're getting assaulted and they're getting robbed. And so in broad daylight. And so the response, and this is what was so frustrating, and the LAPD says, well, just don't wear nice watches and don't wear nice purses. Now, I get it. You know, you have to own what you're wearing. You know, everybody takes a risk. But the fact that that's the response instead of we're going to deal with crime and here's what we're going to do to take care of it, it's you're putting the blame on the would-be victim. You know, don't drive a nice car. Well, what if you worked years and years and you have a nice car
who,
and this is what you want to drive?
Who the hell thinks that way or thinks that that's okay to think that way?
This is the point in California, so not to get away from the shooting, but this is the culture right now. And, you know, it's really easy to blame the guns, but we've got way bigger problems that we have to deal with here.
And the shooting is the shooting, but this is something that is endemic. It's just there.
And I don't know if you heard about Santa Barbara, but did you hear Santa Barbara this weekend?
No.
California was a disaster. Apparently, police in Santa Barbara were they were overwhelmed by medical calls because they had what was called Deltopia at University of Southern...
What's that?
Some party they put on at UCSB, which is their version of spring break. And so I guess there was a multi-casualty incident in Isla Vista when they had multiple medical emergencies from people overdosing on drugs. The police and the paramedics couldn't even get in because there were so many people. You had people hanging off of balconies. Firefighters were treating people with broken bones because people were just all over the place. I mean, you look at the pictures of this, just wall-to-wall people in all of these little houses lining up against the sand. Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, Florida used to get a bad rap for spring break. Now California's trying to give them a run for their money.
So the bodies in the streets in Ukraine, the Russians have moved out of Kiev because the Ukrainians have driven them out. I see a lot of articles. There were a number of interviews that made it this week, including the Ukrainian president being on the Grammys. Was that a live interview, Jay, or was that a recorded interview? And with whom was he speaking when he was, when he's, you know, he's good.
You know what? It looked, it was just him talking to the camera. It was a good speech. It looked recorded. It could have been live. Mm-hmm. I think it was recorded given the time difference.
Right.
But he was even just saying, keep speaking out, keep telling people what's happening in Ukraine, speak the truth. He was pointing out that a lot of the musicians in Ukraine right now are singing in bomb shelters to lift spirits or singing to people who are sick in hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And it painted a really good picture of everything that was going on.
Germany apparently sent in a bunch of these Javelin anti-tank weapons and Stinger missiles over the weekend. The French haven't done much. Britain said they were going to move their... Apparently, a lot of the Russian oligarchs love England. I can understand that. In London, there are people from all over the world. It's a great place to live and almost hide. But the Brits are throwing them out. It's interesting, again, to see how the bodies are piling up, which is shameful, obviously. Putin makes it clear that he wants to do as much as he can, kill as many people as he can, and then, you know, okay, so what are we going to do then? The Russians are, as Zelensky has accused them of, they're committing genocide. This guy needs to be taken out of power and hung, like Saddam Hussein was, for his crimes against humanity. Remember when Saddam Hussein was hung?
People
saw that. There was a guy with a camera in there, and you could see him when he was hung.
And it sent a message.
It sure as hell did.
As violent as that is, it sent a message. And I just don't see one person other than, well, a Ukrainian maybe, if they get a hold of Vladimir Putin, that they're going to do this. Mm-hmm. And for what reason? What does he have on these people?
It's exasperating for sure. All right. Thank you, Jennifer and Jay. Doug, 18 after the hour. Don't forget about the BOGO deal this week and this week only. The April Fool's sale, buy one, get one free, buy one. That's all you have to buy of Calitrin. The most amazing product for keeping weight off. All natural, great formula, makes nothing but sense. So you want to get in and you have been wondering, okay, can I get in now? This is a perfect time. The one-day sale extended for today only. Buy one, get one free at top.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 528. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at Top.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three after the hour now here on the DEJV program. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? You think I've said enough how do you do, Jay?
How do you do?
How do you do what you do to me? All right, a lot of people are talking about the Grammys. I have a couple of things I was interested in, including what was, they had the usual red carpet stuff, and then there was Valerie Bertinelli with her son. I think we got all the winners down. And then there are a couple of other things. So let's scoot into it right after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather... predictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
All right, so who had the best looks from the 2022 Grammy Awards, would you say, Jay?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like everybody did. Everyone was rocking their own looks, doing their own thing, getting snazzy.
Was it sort of the typical what you get when you watch shows like this? Is there anything new under the sun? Or is it all these silly reporters who feign knowing the stars? Oh, it's so wonderful to see you. And they give them big hugs and the people that are being interviewed look at these people. Huh? Who are you?
Well, I think it's just different in today's society because of social media, where once upon a time we didn't get to see celebrities outside of their roles, especially like actors and actresses or singers and artists. It was always whenever they were on stage or in films and on red carpet, we got to see more of their personality shine through. And now with social media, where we always get to see their personalities, it just doesn't hit the same as it did once upon a time.
It's not the same note. No, not at all. All right, I saw Valerie Bertinelli there on the red carpet for the Grammys. Boy, does she look a lot different as she's aged, doesn't she? Her son, Wolfgang, was there. He was nominated.
Yeah, he was nominated. He took his mom and his girlfriend, and he didn't win. He lost out to Foo Fighters, which they always say it's just an honor to be nominated. Any nominee says that. And you have to think that there's so much truth to that, and to be beat out by somebody as significant as Foo Fighters. But he put out a really great statement on social media saying, we came, we saw, we did not conquer, and that's okay. Pop didn't win the first time he was nominated for a Grammy, and so I'm following in his footsteps.
Yeah, okay. So any surprises do we want to, I don't want to spend too much time looking at the winners again. It is, you know, okay, so some of the
really
Foo Fighters
big surprise was Louis C.K. winning Best Comedy Album.
Okay, yeah. Jerkleberger.
People are not ready to accept him back.
Eric Church has offered a free concert. He was, remember last week we were talking about him as his show was canceled because he wanted to watch the Duke game?
In San Antonio, yeah, he wanted to watch the North Carolina game. He's a big UNC fan, and that was an epic game. Not only Coach K with Duke's final game, it's the last time that the two rivals were going head-to-head with that coach, and the first time ever that they were going into a March Madness, the Final Four. So essentially for UNC and Duke fans, that was the championship game. And he wanted to see it, so he canceled his show in San Antonio. However, he is going to be doing a free show for all the ticket holders in September, and he's making it up to his church choir.
So when he says free show, so the tickets were no good. So what happens?
Yeah, he fully canceled that show. So all of the ticket holders got reimbursed. So everybody who had the ticket can get the free show.
It really will be a free show then. I got it. Okay. All right, 28 after. This is the DJV program.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. Studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Farm.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee will vote today to advance the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, bringing President Biden's nominee a step closer to confirmation vote before the full Senate. Citing her activism from the bench, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham will be a no vote for her lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court.
After a thorough review of Judge Jackson's record and information gained at the hearing from an evasive witness, I now know why Judge Jackson was the favorite of the radical left, and I will vote no.
Since Republicans don't have the numbers on the Hill right now, Judge Jackson is more than likely to be appointed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a virtual appearance during the 2022 Grammy Awards last night in Las Vegas, Nevada. Zelensky addressed the ongoing war with Russia, asking viewers for support and telling the story of Ukraine's invasion by Russia. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The Santa Rosa County, Florida Sheriff's Office is reporting they have found the body of missing Florida woman Cassie Carley in a shallow grave in Alabama on Sunday. 37-year-old Carley was last seen on March 27th when she met Marcus Spanavello, the father of her 4-year-old daughter, for a child exchange at a restaurant. A day before the discovery, Spanavello was arrested in Lebanon, Tennessee, by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation and state troopers. Sheriff Bob Johnson from Santa Rosa County.
I mean, it gives them some closure that they know where she's at now, but still, it's their daughter. I mean, you know, daughter and sister, and it is terrible.
Sheriff Johnson says Marcus Spanavello has not and is not cooperating with law enforcement. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations John Bolton on Newsmax says China is helping Russia and probably one of the reasons sanctions are not working to stop the invasion of Ukraine.
Providing Russia with financial backup, for example, Russian banks or other institutions that have been sanctioned can move their money through Chinese banks. I think China stands ready to increase its purchases of Russian oil and gas if the West more effectively cuts them off. I think Russia and China have an old French diplomatic term, an entente here, an understanding. China has Russia's back in the Ukraine conflict, and I think Russia will have China's back in a conflict over Taiwan or something similar.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour on the Monday, April 4th, the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner. Victoria is out today. Back on the morrow, I would expect the new information coming out of Ukraine, Jay, suggests that as of this weekend, there's a new radio station that's been set up that's broadcasting news and information to the 400,000 Ukrainians that are in Czechoslovakia, in the Czech Republic. So there are others, I think, that have been set up, but not as organized. This is quite organized. Associated Press reporting today that this internet radio station was set up by people in the radio business. I have a couple of friends who are consultants, and they have clients who are in they have clients in France and Germany, people that are doing talk radio in these countries, and they actually look for expertise and advice from American radio operators. And I think it's interesting that now they have set up with the expertise of someone who knows what they're doing, a radio program or radio programs that are speaking to the needs of those who have become refugees. I think that's a very smart...
That's fantastic.
Very smart thing on the part of the Ukrainian... part of the Czechoslovakian government. Today is Vitamin C Day. Much before vitamin C's official discovery back in the 1930s, there were a lot of health experts. You go back and look at the history of this. I'm big on supplements and vitamins and things, so I happen to know more probably than the average person because I want to know how, when I take these things, it will affect my body. And the reason vitamin C was first focused on was to prevent scurvy. Somehow or other, somebody figured out that citrus, vitamin C, orange juice and grapefruit juice and that sort of thing. It's very, by the way, kiwi's a fabulous source, also of vitamin C, if you didn't know that. And I think it's something, I don't want to misspeak here, but I believe vitamin C, one of the few things that your body takes in that you'll never have too much of. Your body can deal with it one way or another. But in terms of scurvy, that was something that claimed lots of lives. The 1500s, as we began the exploration to the New World, all the way through the 1800s.
I was going to say, wasn't scurvy the one of like sailors would get?
Yeah, yeah, right. Because the things that were, they didn't have enough good food, and they ate bad food, and they didn't have any way of, you know, they had to eat the food or they'd die. And so back in the 1970s, you've probably heard the story of Linus Pauling. He was a Nobel laureate. He was the one who said, have some of this every day. Oranges. Have a couple. I have an orange every single morning while I'm on the air, and I have a kiwi as well, among other things that will prevent you from getting the common cold. But all of these things contribute to your immune system being strong enough to push off things like COVID. Vitamin C is such a powerful antioxidant. You look it up anywhere. Heals wounds. Controls infections, responsible for the production of collagen, which is a certain, you know, a protein that you need all over your body. The connective tissue can't survive. You know, your joints and all the things, your muscles need vitamin C. So something to be touted, something to be not certainly ignored by any stretch of the imagination. And as I look at that and think about the foods that we eat, every once in a while we go off on a toot here with some of the food news that's important to circulate, including some of the warnings, the dangers. Lucky Charms, you ever eat them for breakfast?
Or anything? No, I'm not. I'm not a Lucky Charms fan, but I know a lot of people who do. And the fact that so many people are getting sick, like
right.
So many people,
139 people
sick.
Have vomited and had diarrhea after eating a bowl of Lucky Charms. Apparently, most of the time, this is for youngsters, although I've known some adults who have eaten it. There's a website called IWasPoisoned.com. And if you look at that, it's loaded with warnings. General Mills, that produces Lucky Charms, says it doesn't believe the cereal is the cause of the illnesses, but also said it's going to have a review. So what does that mean? You're going to review it. To leave it out and not pull it off and find out what really is. In fact, if nothing else, you're liable. If you acknowledge, seems to me what little I know about the law, if you acknowledge that there could be a problem and you don't do something about it and you wait and you go, okay, well, we'll investigate. I would think that would leave them open for all kinds of problems.
Well, yeah,
this has been going on since last July, apparently.
And 109 cases, people all having the same reaction right after finishing a bowl. That's a little
too
common.
Doesn't sound like the brightest response.
Happening. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's not smart at all. Meanwhile, Skippy peanut butter has been recalled because of stainless steel fragments in the peanut butter. Wow. The peanut butter brand underlined. Now, Skippy makes peanut butter for other stores, private brands. Most of these big companies do the same thing. So if you're in pretty much any state, I'm looking, there's a couple of dozen states that have been affected by the product that was shipped in there from Skippy. I would say you take your Skippy purchase, go back to the store, get your money back and go buy some other kind of, like an all-natural peanut butter. Maybe a little more expensive, but that's what I do. I buy an all-natural the peanuts. You know, you can buy an organic peanut butter. They grow that the same as others.
There's a good, what is it, Justin's has a good almond butter. I like the ones where it's the contraption and you have the big bulk of almonds or peanuts in there and you hit the little button and it grinds up the nuts right then and there.
Yeah,
and
the store.
The almond butter or the peanut butter for you.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's so delicious.
Yeah. All right, here's some good news for those of you who are overweight. Eating two servings a week of one fatty fruit can reduce your risk of a heart attack. Wow, this
what's
is kind
a fatty
of
fruit?
A fatty fruit would be things, you know, the avocado,
avocado
is a fatty fruit, that sort of thing. Let's see, what other, the guacamole. Well, guacamole comes from avocados, right? So maybe that's the best example of it. But it supposedly helps prevent heart disease. And heart disease kills somebody by a minute disease in America. Who apparently is on top of things. You can listen to our medical podcast, by the way. We have two of them. One of them with Jack Stockwell, the other one with Ken Kronhaus. Both have different approaches to your health and well-being, but they're both fabulously well-informed. And all of these, you know, we were talking about Twinkies. There's a recent Jack. Jack. And a lot of it has to do with what you eat, obviously, what you're putting into your body. Jack was talking recently about Twinkies and how people, there seems to be something about Twinkies. I don't know. Do you like Twinkies? He says that Twinkies, there's something in them, whether the, you know, sugar is the same as any other narcotic. It, like, you become attached to it. I know I certainly would admit to being hooked on sugar. I love ice cream, pies, cake, all that sort of thing. I finally found a baker, though, this weekend is going to sell food on the farm, not this weekend, last week.
Oh, that's cool.
She has a bakery, no sugar, no flour, none, everything is all natural, and the stuff is fabulous. It really is. So you can look around, you can find these things. So anyway, Jack talks about the food that you eat a lot. All the DJV Health podcasts are free at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Here's another warning for those of you who have youngsters in school, something else to worry about. Two dozen children taken to the hospital in Camden, New Jersey. It was the Early Learning Center. Youngsters who are what? What would learning? That's 4 years old, right?
Is it like four, preschool age?
Three, 4 years
of,
old?
Okay.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, the milk was contaminated. The substance found in the cartons was a sanitizer. Good God. How the
that
hell?
That is awful. How does an accident like that even happen?
Exactly. Thank you. How does that stuff get in there? What are you doing? You know, there's supposed to be all kinds of government controls and people that are supervisors and inspectors, and obviously they're not doing their job if this stuff gets into the cartons of milk. Once again, you know, everybody says, well, not everybody, but lots of people who are ignorant say, oh, raw milk, we can't eat raw milk, it's bad for you. Really? Wouldn't have this stuff in it, I guarantee you that. Food prices and where they are going. Good God. The data that I saw over the weekend, I was reading this on the plane, how much food prices have increased. Comparing prices from last year at this time to this year, the cost of food at grocery stores up 8.6%, beef 16%, pork 14%, poultry 12%, fish and seafood 10%, eggs 14%, dairy 5%. Let's see here, fresh fruit 10%, fresh veggies about 4 to 5%. Let's see here, sugars and sweets and that sort of thing, and cereals. The experience here up to as high as 13-14%. Now, the other thing, the conflict in Ukraine putting pressure on things like grains, because they grow a lot of grain there, wheat especially. I don't know why it puts pressure here, because we grow enough wheat for pretty much all of North America. Of course, we're so stupid, we send it to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and we sell it overseas. So then we become dependent on Ukraine grain. Does that make any sense to anybody? We grow enough to feed ourselves and then some, but we sell it on the open market, and then we end up buying from Ukraine, and because their production is down 20 to 25%, then our prices have gone up 12, 13, 14, 15% just in this year alone. Tell me that makes some sense. Where somebody tell me how it is that, that amazing, huh?
I can't. That doesn't make any sense.
Food for thought. 46, almost 47 after the hour on the DJV show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Huh. I like my response to this, Chucker. Huh. 53 past the hour. It's our time to visit with Chuck Curry, Movie Moments, our movie person, movie mogul, if you will. All right, so this is the theme. Sounds like the way you build up to the excitement and the scary stuff in Fantasia, but I know that's not what this is from. What's it from?
It's from Planet Apes from 1968. We're going to play this day in movie history. Actually, yesterday, April 3rd, 1968, Planet of the Apes, starring Charlton Heston, hit theaters nationwide, became a big hit, Doug, and still to this day, I think, one of the most thought-provoking movies of all time. When you watch that movie, and especially Heston's lead character, Taylor's dialogue, it is really thought-provoking stuff. And it gave notice or way to Hollywood understanding franchise properties do matter, and there were four sequels, a lot of marathons, the original five, especially the first four, I think were really good, the fifth not so much, but they are, I think, iconic movies and very important in the history of film.
Yeah. All right, so I saw two over the weekend,
okay.
The Lost City and The Contractor. The Contractor has gotten no advance buzz. When I looked at the movies they were playing, because I had a couple of hours on Saturday afternoon,
That's a Chris Pine movie.
Very good movie with him. Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland, good cast. Kiefer Sutherland is the bad guy, interestingly enough. And Aaron Paul, who is always dependable. I think you always get a good performance out of him.
Well, so I was telling you off air, that's a movie that they put on about 480 screens, and they released it day-to-day where you could buy it on pay-per-view. Did only like 450,000. That was sort of a dump. Why they dumped it, they just didn't want to spend money on the marketing. They didn't think it was viable in theaters, so they didn't want to spend any money on marketing, and they just threw it into 500 screens because theaters need movies, and they just let it slam in its own ocean.
In this circumstance, the theater, it was one of the smaller theaters, but it was about half full, and this was a late afternoon, 5 o'clock film, so I wouldn't have gotten, do better at 7 o'clock, but I thought it was, for what it is, an interesting story and an interesting movie, whereas The Lost City was the damnedest waste of time I have three times during it I wanted to walk out, and that
was that was a Sandra Bullock, Chatham Tanning. I saw it last week. I didn't plan on seeing it. As I said, I thought it was watchable fluff, but it's gotten a lot of good reviews in terms of, and the mass audience seems to dig it enough. But it's so lightweight that as a director,
lightweight,
I'd be motivated to produce that project personally.
It would be, for Channing Tatum, it was okay. I mean, he sort of specializes in junk like that. But Sandra Bullock, I liked her, even though she's had some fun roles and fun movies, I'd like to think she was better than that and didn't just do it for a paycheck. Now she said after that she's going to take some time off. Maybe that's a good idea. I don't know. I just didn't
really.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
Well, it was definitely for a paycheck. Having said that, it placed number two this weekend, did 14.8, 51% drop week to week. A respectable hole, 54 million in 10 days of release. The number one movie was this Sony's superhero or anti-hero movie, Morbius, with Jared Leto, $39 million opening weekend,
awesome,
despite the fact that critics hammered it. But having said that, I read a lot of just regular movie goer reviews, and they seem to like it enough. It's done $80 million worldwide on a $75 million budget. So it will be a profitable movie. But again,
what drives people to see those kinds of movies? That's something
like
psychologically.
They just want to see everything, anything that was in the comic book put up on the big screen, and Hollywood is delivering that in terms of production in space, because that's what they're willing to take the risk on, big superhero movies. So The Batman, number three, another superhero movie, 10.8, $349 million in 4 weeks of release, over $700 million worldwide, and then charted 3.6, $137 million in 7 weeks. Pretty good number. And Spider-Man No Way Home, Doug, just passed the $800 million mark at the box office. That's good. That's a really good number.
That doesn't surprise anybody either, does it?
No. No, but I still think movies like The Contractor, those are the movies that are not going to play in theaters going forward. They will be streamed because studios are not going to take, unfortunately, the risk of the $25 million marketing campaign.
If they put them in a theater like they did this weekend and give it a chance to air, you know, I don't know if it's okay, but it's at least acceptable. When I saw that, I was interested in it right away because I like that as sort of escape action flick. And I like Chris Pine. Certainly, I'm always attracted to whatever Kiefer Sutherland does. And as I said, Aaron Paul always delivers, I think, a good performance no matter what he does. And I wasn't disappointed. So those of you who like that kind of a movie, go see it while you can in the theater because it's much better with a big screen.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.